This is HPR episode 1994 entitled, Truck Repair, Serpentine Belt Replacement. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 61 minutes long. The summary is, listen as I replace the serpentine belt, idler pulley, and belt tensioner in my truck.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey y'all, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm starting a little project right now. What I need to do is replace the serpentine belt, the idler pulley, and the belt tensioner on my pickup truck. And the reason I'm doing this is because, not so much because I noticed that there was excessive wear on the belt, although the mechanic said it looks like it was a little bit worn, but because there's a really bad, like, high-pitched sound, like wee 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 wee. I'm gonna start up the truck so you can hear it. I started up the truck. You can hear it now. So you hear that chirping sound? It's really bad. I don't want to let it go very long because I want the engine parts to be cool while I'm working on it, so they don't burn my hands on stuff. But anyway, so that's the sound I'm trying to fix. And I've got what appear to be, I've got the new parts. I'm going to put a new belt, a new belt tensioner, and a new idler pulley. And one of the parts concerns me a little bit. It's the belt tensioner has got a different attachment than what they show on the video. And it concerns me a little bit. So we'll have to see how that plays out. What I've got to do is get the belt off first by releasing the tension on the belt tensioner so that I can actually move the belt. Then you got to get it out from behind the fan and all this kind of stuff. I watched a video twice showing how it's done, so we will see if I can do it. I might actually have to swap out the mounting hardware on the new belt tensioner if it turns out that I can't get this thing tight. The thing is, it's the new belt tensioner has a different bolt. It's got a star key thing to turn it instead of just using a socket. And I don't have any star keys that are the right size and that can put on to go 90 degree angle to it like that. So anyway, we'll see. Okay, so the first step is to remove the air intake hose from here. Let's loosen up the thing a little bit. Pull that off. Okay, that's off. And now there's another thing to pull it off of over here. I should probably be taking pictures, but I've got these gloves on. I don't really want to. How does that come off? Do you just yank it off, or is there a little trick to it? It's coming over. Oh, somebody pulling in my driveway and turning back around. Yeah. How do you come off there? I can see that there's a... some kind of clasp to get, oh, there it goes. There, okay. So I've got that off and then move that out of the way a bit. And what I want to see is, okay, yeah, I can see the belt tensioner now. So the next step is to loosen the belt tensioner, and that relieves the pressure on the belt. And to do this, I had to rent a tool from AutoZone. They've got a tool rental program where you, I guess you buy the tool and then as soon as you're done using it, you bring it back and they give you a refund. So it allows you to do some of these jobs that require specialized tools. Is this the one where the guy said it was a 15 millimeter? The guy on the video said, I think he said it was a 15 millimeter. The belt tensioner tool is this, just a really long, slender metal bar that fits down in this tight little hole. Okay, and then did he say that it was, you know what, I might need to, I might need just to put a socket on there instead. I'll get that off. So the tool comes with the long bar, and then it's got various sizes of either wrench, like box end wrench heads, or sockets to put on there. And I started with a 15 millimeter socket, but I think I need to get that off of there and use, I started with the wrench head, and I think I need to put a socket instead. But I can't get the darn thing off. Come off, you. There it goes. Okay, I'll put that back. Try the socket instead. Okay. It's a very narrow socket to fit in this little spot. Okay, so that's too big. It must be the 13 millimeter that I need. Man, the guy in the video, I thought he said 15. I've gotten out all the right size tools, according to what they said on the video, and of course it looks like mine are a little bit different. Wait, that's 16 millimeter. What's that? 13? Maybe this is it. Okay, this one is too small. One more time. What is that? That's 16. This one is 15. Okay, 15 is what the guy said. Whoever used this tool last put the things back in the wrong order, so I was looking at them. Okay, there we go. Are you on? I think he said to turn counterclockwise. Not clockwise. Leave the tension on the belt. Not there it goes. Okay, got the belt loose. Isn't that cool? It's the first time I've ever done this job. So I'm learning as I go. But okay, so the belt tensioner has a very strong spring apparently, and you use this tool to relieve the pressure temporarily so that you can loosen the belt. And so now my next step is to pull the belt off. And it goes in a complicated pattern. That's why it's called the serpentine belt. And okay, so, hey, well, so far so good. I got the belt off. Hopefully it'll stay up. That was the missus coming around to get something. Okay, now the belt is free of all of the thingies. Gotta get it to come off around this side of the fan. Boy, isn't this interesting? The fan is kind of delicate, so you don't wanna pull on it too hard or anything. Almost got it. Oh my gosh, I did it. I got the belt off. Sweet. I'm gonna inspect it now. It doesn't look so bad, but I think what I really need in this whole job, the part that's the most critical probably, is the idler pulley or the belt tensioner. One of those two has, I suspect, has bearings that are going bad. That one, when I spin that, it sounds a little bit rough. And this one, boy, that really spins, doesn't it? So I'm spinning the belt tensioner right now, and it just goes and goes and goes. I wonder if you can hear that if I put the microphone down there and I spin it again. That to me doesn't sound like the squeaky part, but it might be. Who knows when it's under load what it's going to sound like. That part really spins, and I don't know about the idler, but I mean the belt tensioner. Well, let's see. Uh-oh. I see something down there that concerns me still. The old belt tensioner has the same connector thing that the new one does, which is it's not exactly a hex bolt, but it's like a star bolt. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get that off. I might have to use I'm going to see if I can use my hex key to get that off of there, but I might not be able to. I guess the first thing to do is get the idler pulley off, and that is what, 15 millimeter? Let's see. Yep. Well, that's pretty tight. I might need. It's pretty tight. I think I'm going to use a longer socket wrench, or I mean a ratchet. Ratcheting off the old idler pulley. Looks like, boy, takes a while to get that bolt out of there, doesn't it? Let's see if I can get my fingers in there to turn the bolt now. It's a very tight space to work in right here. Almost there, I think. But I think I could still use this thing. I might have to call my buddy Mike to see if he's got the right kind of tool to get the belt tensioner off. He does quite a lot of mechanic work. Oops, okay, I should probably use my hand now. And I bet he's got something I could use for that. I'll have to give him a call. That probably means I'll have to stop my recording for a little while. I don't know how early on a Sunday morning I want to try to call him. I like when there's not enough room to put my hand in there. It's nice. Okay, there we go. I bought some mechanics gloves at the auto parts store too to protect my hands. Not only for, okay, I got it off. Sweet. All right, so I have the idler pulley off. And it's hard to tell really whether it totally needed replacement or not, but I don't know, it's about a $20 part, so whatever, can't hurt. Let's get out the new one. You know, this does not look the same at all. This is much smaller. Very curious. I don't know if I want to put this on there. It's like, it's not even the same. I might have to make a run to AutoZone, see what they say about this, and also ask them about the part. Okay, so I think I'm going to pause and come back in a little while. Okay, y'all, I'm back. I just went to AutoZone where I returned the wrong part. They gave me, when I bought the part before, they gave me a replacement for the belt tensioner pulley instead of the idler pulley. So that's why there was a discrepancy in the size when I took the old one off and compared it with the new one, because it was totally the wrong part. So now I've got a new idler pulley. And also got a tool that I need to remove the belt tensioner. So the belt tensioner, in the video that I watched, it was attached by way of a bolt with a like a hex head on it. But somehow in my truck, it was a slightly different year of truck. So the one in the video was a 2002 and mine is a 2004, and I guess that accounts for the difference, because mine has a bolt, but it's attached by, I mean, it's turned by a star bit. So I bought a T50 size star bit, which has a, you can put it on a 3/8 inch ratchet. If I can get the darn thing out of the packaging that it came in. Sheesh, man. What a pain in the rear. This is stupid. I can't get the star bit tool out of the packaging. Am I going to have to go use a different tool to pull this out? That is so dumb. I'm going to get a pair of pliers or something. Let's see. Get a pair of pliers. I can't get it out. This is so dumb. I can't get the, so this, the tool that I just bought is held on the shelf by this plastic card that hangs on a little hook, and I can't get the thing out. I'm like trying to get it. Wait, here it comes. I just broke it off. I broke it. I dominated it, yeah. We shall see. I have to drill it out or something. Man, that is so dumb. Nice job, AutoZone. I'm gonna have to drill this out. Am I supposed to turn it? I'm gonna hurt myself if I keep trying this. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to drill it out. Yeah. I'm gonna have to drill a hole in it and put a screw down in there and then pull it out, I guess. Man, this is stupid. Okay, get the drill. Go out to my shed where I can put this in a vise. Okay, so I think I'm going to end up being just about right. When I watched the video showing how to do this job lasts about 8 minutes. I was telling my wife, since the video lasts 8 minutes, I should probably budget about 4 hours of time. And it's not going to end up being that long, but man, it's not far off. These jobs always take longer than it seems like they ought to. Okay, so I am gonna stick this thing in a vise and drill down into the plastic thing that's holding it. And then put a screw into that hole and pull it out by the screw. Man, this is so stupid. Okay, so there's a pilot hole into which I'll drill a screw. See if there's one lying around here that I can use. Maybe that one. No, that's a little bit too big. I've got some miscellaneous screws over here. Oh, my ingenuity is something else, isn't it? Okay. Put the screw bit back into the drill. Okay, and now the screw is in there. I'll try to pull it out. Try to pull the plastic thing out from there. I think it's coming out. Yeah, I did it. I got it out. Okay. Now I can use my tool. What a pain in the rear. But wasn't that a clever solution I had? I tell you what, I hope you're able to imagine that in audio. I'm not able to take pictures while I'm doing this. But so the way... Oops, I need to leave. Well, you know, I'm just going to... Hang on a sec, babe. I'm going to leave these tools out here in the shed. The way that... The tool that I need to use to get the idler pulley off is held on by that bolt that's got the star bit thing. And so I bought a star bit where the star bit is like welded inside a 3/8 inch drive socket. And to display this in the store, they had this piece of plastic shoved down inside the 3/8 inch hole where your ratchet goes, and it was so tight that I couldn't pull it out. And when I tried to pull it out with a pair of pliers, it broke off, leaving the plastic stuffed all the way down in there. So what I did was drill a hole through through that plastic that's stuffed in the hole, put a screw down in there nice and tight, and then pulled it out using the screw. All right, now let us see if I can get the old idler pulley off. Or old belt tensioner, sorry. Keep getting these terms all mixed up. All right. That is attached. Hey, boy, there's not much room to work in here, is there? Not much room to work at all. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get to it. Dang, you know. I might have to take the fan off. I don't want to have to do that. Do not want to have to take the fan off. First of all, I don't know how. And second, it'll be a pain in the rear. Let's see if this thing, maybe this same tool, will get the job done here. Okay, well, I'm gonna use the serpentine belt tool to see if that'll give me just enough space. Aha! There we go. Okay. Good. Now, I hope I don't have to use this tool the whole time to get that thing off of there. But I've gotten the bolt loose. And I would really, really like to use my ratchet right now. Let me see if I can get the smaller ratchet to fit down in there. Oopsie. Darn. That one's still going to be too fat, isn't it? Yeah, that's even fatter than this one. Welp. I'm going to reach down in there with my hand. Put that on there. So I'm putting the star bit down in here, just using my hand to try to unscrew the bolt. That's going to be difficult to get out. I need to put on my gloves so I don't scratch my hands all up. Alright, let's see if I can get this thing out. That will not work. Let's try one more time here. Just doesn't fit in this little narrow spot. There it goes. Is that doing it? Well, this is difficult. Have to take the fan off. I don't want to do that. Oh, God. Okay, let's try something else. I guess I'll just go back to the belt removal tool, since that's the only one that fits down in there. It's gonna take a while though. What could I talk about while I'm doing this? This is the kind of thing that I could not have done before I got the second vehicle. So, I mean, this is the second vehicle, and it's kind of an older one, so the wife doesn't really mind me trying to fix stuff myself. But the reason this wouldn't work if this were the only car is because I wouldn't have had another car to go get the part in. And that would have been kind of a problem. This is very tedious. This is going to get harder and harder as the bolt comes out, too. Because as the bolt comes out, there's less and less space to work with. I wonder how long it's going to be before I can reach with my hand and get it. Boy, there's really no more space to work with there. Come around here and try to use my hand. That is not happening. How do I get the fan off, I wonder? Is it just a matter of taking those four bolts off of there? Let me see. Maybe I can just loosen those bolts a little bit and give me just enough wiggle room. Let's see. Where's my 8mm socket? I bet that's the one that I need for that. That is 13mm. Oh, there it is. Let's see. Okay. Oh, for God's sake. Nope. Can't get that in there either. Everything's so tight right there that it's impossible to get wrenches down in there. I just need a little bit more space. try one more time by putting this thing in there and using my hand. I'd love to know how the real mechanics do this. To use a wrench or something. What'd you make for lunch, Ava? Wow, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Sadly, I can't eat it right now. I don't know what size this is gonna be, so I'm just gonna get a few of them. Actually, I'm gonna take the whole toolkit outside. Has made something involving couscous and hey. Oh, that's good.
Just fell out the bottom.
That's nice. I like that. When stuff just falls down. It's good. That's pretty tight. I'm gonna put on my other glove so I don't hurt myself. I'm gonna try to loosen the fan a little bit. Give a little more wiggle room.
It makes a nice sound, doesn't it?
Okay, one more. I'll never get those bolts back in there if they come all the way out. I better be careful here. I wonder if I've got enough space now. What I'm doing, I'm loosening the bolts to hold the fan onto this little mounting thing, hoping that it'll give me just enough extra wiggle room where I can get my wrench down in there. Ding. Okay, I wonder if this I'm determined to get this thing done here. Now, what do I need? Oh, this thing. Just too tight. How do they do it? How do they get a wrench down in there? Maybe they do take the fan all the way off. Boy, I sure don't want to. I'm worried about getting it back on if I do that. Thank you.
guarantee you one thing, the belt will be a whole lot easier to get on without the fan in place. So we will see. I may end up taking it all the way off just because. Well, there's one bolt. I think I'm just going to take it off. Two bolts. I hope this actually... I hope taking these little bolts off actually does release the fan. If it doesn't, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay. One more. I should probably get my little magnetic parts bolt from my bike where it can bring it around here so I don't lose any of these little parts. And one more. Yeah. Hey, babe. I can't eat right now, baby. I've got to finish this first. But I promise, I'm looking forward to enjoying what you made. Oopsie, I dropped one. Oh, let's see, where did it go? There it is. Okay, well, the fan did not come all the way off. Maybe that's a good thing. But I think it moved just enough where I can get my wrench down there nice and comfy. Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, there we go. Well, I don't know if I can get the fan back on, but I know I'll get the belt tensioner off. Oopsie. Bolts tend to be a lot longer than it looks like they're going to be. It's coming out. Gotta be about out by now. Come on, man. The belt tensioner is very loose. Let me see if the bolt is actually out. Ah, okay, got it. If I can maneuver it out of here without breaking anything. Aha, got the old one out. Ta-da! Now, time to put the new one in. Alright. Almost dropped it. It is hard to get the hands down in there to do this. I'm trying to hold it still, but of course, it's got a pulley on there, and that keeps moving. How do you go? There. Is that how it goes?
email? Go ahead, babe. Is that how it goes? I think that's how it goes. Now it's just a matter of getting my hand down in there to tighten the thing up. Guess I'll try the wrench again. Tightening the bolt down now. Well, I'm glad I bought these gloves. I probably have already gotten like 10 little nicks and cuts from scraping my hand against parts in the engine. Okay, the bolt is nearly in now. A little ways longer. I can do that. I was wondering how I'm going to get the torque wrench in there with this bit, but I think I can do that. I'm supposed to torque it down to, what, 30 foot-pounds? 25 or 30 foot-pounds, something like that. Okay, now we're getting tight. It's very tight. Let me torque it with the torque wrench. Uh-oh. I hate this. So now my problem is the torque wrench gauge is on the other side. I have to come around here to read it. Hey. Philip, is that you? My God. I haven't seen you in years. Man, that is a badass car.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
It's a Challenger.
Yeah. That is cool looking.
Yeah, I got it. I bought it August 1st. This is 2015.
Nice, man.
Shit, I had it only 4 months, man. Somebody backed into me.
Oh! See, that's why I bought a... We had only one car for the longest time. I finally, this past summer, bought a truck.
Really?
It's the 04 Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
4300. I'm trying to replace the belt and the idler pulley and tensioner and stuff.
Yeah, I had one like that. I had a little green one like that.
It's cool.
It lasts a good little bit, too.
It's got nearly 100,000 miles on it right now. I paid $4,300, so
yeah.
My budget, according to the wife, was $5,000 to get.
You have to stay within that.
Pretty much, but this allows me to try and fix some stuff myself, because if I tried to fix stuff on this and I broke the only car we got, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah. Oh, this car, it's like a computer, man. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
It took them like 45 minutes just to explain like everything in it, the buttons and everything in it. It's like, just tell me how to work the air conditioning.
There you go. Okay, so, yeah, the guy that I was just talking to there is the grandson of my next door neighbor. I hadn't seen him in quite a long time. I want to say 8 or 10 years or something. But he used to come, I used to see him all the time. Okay, so now I'm going to put in the new idler pulley. That was the belt tensioner that I just installed using that crazy thing that, whoopsie. Don't fall out now. And this is the idler pulley. And I've got to get that down.
Good seeing you, man. Good seeing you too. Take care.
Okay. Not a lot of space to do this either. Ah, there we go. It's all about getting the right angle with your hand so that you can tighten these things down. Okay, now I need a socket. Is that this one? Yeah, there we go. Something doesn't seem right here. I'll back that off a little bit. Ah, there we go. It was not centered quite right. I was in danger of messing up the bearings if I kept on tightening with it like that. This is much easier to get to than the belt tensioner. Now, let me check the torque on that one. Oof. It's not too tight. About 20 foot-pounds. Go. Now I've got to get the fan reattached. Actually, you know what? I think I'm gonna thread this belt around there before I reattach the fan, because it's gonna be easier that way. One of the hard parts of getting the belt off was getting it around the fan. So if I've got the fan loosened up, this is gonna be easier. Oh yeah, that's much easier. Clever me. Okay, get on down there. Just hire a mechanic to do this. It's kind of fun. What I don't like about hiring mechanics, well, I like how they do the job and I don't have to do it, but what I don't like is having to leave my car there and having to make an appointment and get the car there and then get to work, because they're not going to do it on a Saturday or Sunday. They'll only do it during the week. So then I got to get myself to work after I drop the car off, either by putting my bicycle on the back of the car and riding it from there, or by some other means. And here, this is kind of fun. Well, presuming it turns out all right, it's kind of fun. But then also, I don't have to leave my car anywhere. Oops. Let's see if this can... I'm having trouble getting the belt under the bottom of the fan there. There we go. Okay. Now I can put the fan on. I'm sorry, I can't eat right now. I'm neck deep in this job. It looks wonderful. I promise I'll eat it very soon, as soon as I'm done putting this stuff back together, okay? Thank you, hon. My daughter's so proud of the lunch she made. She wants me to eat it right away, but I just can't. Okay, so the trick now is gonna be figuring out where the heck to put, okay, there. Put the little bolts to get the fan back on. Okay, found one. Good. Yay. I think it's going to work, y'all. Okay, so I've got one bolt started. I wish I had a way to hang my super awesome flashlight in here so that it could light me up while I'm doing this. Once I get the second one in, that will provide guidance for all the rest of them. There. Tricky trying to get these little bolts in there when you can't see very well, can't move your hands. Okay, second one is started. Yes! Okay, the next one should not be hard to get in now that these two are in. Tighten that one down a little bit more. Okay, two more to go. And then tighten them down. It's a lovely day to do this in South Louisiana. It's about 65 degrees and sunny. Okay, and one more. I wonder how much the mechanic would charge me to do this job if they had to take the time. I mean, they can do it faster, but still, they charge by the hour and by the parts. Now I've got all four fan bolts in and hand tightened. Now it's time to tighten them down with the wrench, or with the spanner, if you will. I wonder if I should have waited to put the fan on until I had the belt routed the right way. I might decide this was a mistake. Put the fan back on at this point. Without the fan attached, you definitely have more room to work in there. Okay, tightening down. I'll do my final tightening now. And one more. All right, fan's back on. Now, time to route the belt. There's a little diagram on the top of the truck here, when you open the hood, showing how the belt is supposed to be routed. And so that's what I will follow. Goes around these two. Under this one. Over this one. Up and around there. Boy, that's gonna be hard to get to. Okay, here we go. Something is messed up here. Okay, so it goes around like this, and then there. How the heck do you get it around that thing? Oh, I see. I see. But still, how do you... It goes around there. Okay. I wonder if I'm going to have to go around the fan again. Let's see. I've got to think about this. Must be fascinating radio. Okay, it goes down around that one. And then up. Oh, I see. I see. Yep. It's just really hard to reach, is all. Okay, I see how it has to happen. I just don't know how I'm gonna do it. Maybe I'll get it off of there first. Okay, up and around to that. This is hilarious. Okay, it has to go down and around that one. Are we sure this thing is long enough? Ah, there's the rest of it. I'd love to see a professional do this. I'm sure it'd be a lot quicker. Getting there. Okay, this is not going well. I think I put the fan back on too soon. Yep, I'm taking it back off. This is crazy. Crazy. I think I've got everything ready now. I'm gonna start it up, see how it sounds. Boy, that was a pain, y'all. Okay, here we go. All right, well, engine's running. We'll go over here by it and see if we hear the squealing sound. No, I don't hear the squealing anymore. I think that's it, y'all. take a little. Okay, let's take a little leap of faith to turn the engine on after that. Because I've never done that kind of thing before. I'm backing into my driveway here and it seems to work just fine. Pulling back into the parking place. Engine works. A little brake squeak there. I wonder what's up with that. I just replaced the brake pads not too long ago. Well, I think that's it. Tensioner, idler, pulley, belt, all replaced. Whew. That's it for me, y'all. I'm ready for some lunch. This has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana for Hecker Public Radio. Bye.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.